It's 11 trivia questions on E words, where all the answers will start with the letter E, like M&M and ecstasy and eavesdrop and other E things. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. We have a great one for you today, and it's all about E words, where all the answers start with the letter E. I recorded it live at one of my trivia nights, so you can listen along and see how the crowd does while you try and answer the questions as well. Speaking of questions, got some fun ones for you in this little intro from a game I got called Pass the Popcorn. I think this was part of a fuller game, but I went to a thrift store in Fontana, California, and they have a huge board game aisle. My wife told me about it. She goes, you got to check this out. And I'm always looking for loose card sets or trivia cards and things like that, not only to have content from, but also to like mail to people as little like, hey, thanks for listening to the show. Here's a little trivia card. So I'll be sending some of these to you, the listeners, as you interact with me on different things and on Patreon. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/trivia with buds, and a bunch of new people. We're up to 41 subscribers. Remember, when we get to 50, I will send everybody of those 50 a pop culture item from a franchise that they love. So if you've been holding on for a while, if you've been listening to this show for 3 years, by the way, we had 3 years. We hit the 3 year anniversary on July 29th. I totally didn't even catch it. And I looked at it today and I'm like, holy cow, that was 3 years ago when I started the show, and it's changed over the years. But if you've been listening for a while and you love the show and you're like, hey, I want to jump in, I want to help everybody of those 50 get something cool in the mail, these will not be part of regular rewards. These will be very cool, hand-picked things. I'll do a big survey where I go reply to me with the topic of the franchise you love, and I'll go buy you something. I'll do a little shopping, and maybe I'll document the shopping in some way, like on video. That would be kind of cool to show you how I'm finding all these things. Anyway, if you want to do that, support the show, patreon.com/trivia with buds. We just need 9 more patrons to get up to that 50 patron reward level. And remember, all the Patreon donations this month are going to the communities of Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. You can see all the details at the link in the show notes. So this game, Pass the Popcorn, gives you four little kind of bullet points about a movie, and you have to try and guess what it is. So here's the first one. 1998 comedy with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Bookstore owner Kathleen Kelly, megastore executive Joe Fox. An independent bookstore owner fights for her business and befriends a man online. Is it infidelity if you're involved with somebody on email? And the answer is you've got mail, of course. These are kind of easy once you get to the fourth thing, but let's see if you know this one. 2001 comedy, Anne Hathaway, Julie Andrews, Mia Thermopolis, Queen Clarice Rinaldi. A teenage girl living in San Francisco finds out she's in line for a European throne. And you know, most kids hope for a car for their 16th birthday, not a country. That was, of course, The Princess Diaries. And we'll do one more here. Let's see what we got. Oh, this is great. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Penelope Ann Miller, 1990 comedy. Detective John Kimble and Cullen Crisp are the names. A policeman goes undercover as an elementary teacher in order to catch a drug dealer. I've been working undercover for a long time. They're 6 years old. How much trouble can they be? Is a quote from the movie Kindergarten Cop. So I'll be sending cards just like that to you in the mail. You can quiz yourself or your friends. This past rewards packet session, I sent out some WWF trivia trading card questions from the late 90s. I think it was 97, 98. So be on the lookout for those if you've signed up for our rewards. And I'll try and find new stuff like that, you know, Trivial Pursuit cards and different trivia games, Seen It question cards, things like that in the near future. Guys, we're going to jump into this episode right now. Again, recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. I'll be there later on today if you're listening to this episode when it comes out to do office trivia from 5 to 7 p.m. Would love to see you. TriviaWithBuds.com for tickets. There's a banner at the top of the website. All right, without any further ado, let's jump into this episode. Here we go. All right, guys, this is round number one. This is called E words. All the answers start with letter E, like M&M. You guys ready to play trivia? Woo!
Here we go. Question number one. A substance produced by a living organism which acts as a catalyst to bring about a specific biochemical reaction. Nice wordy, glossary type answer question for the first question of the night. Number one. A substance produced by a living organism which acts as a catalyst to bring about a specific biochemical reaction. It'll start with the letter E, and that's question number one. Here comes question number two. A button you might find on a VCR. That's a little easier than the first question. Number two, a button you might find on a VCR. If you're like 22, you might not know what a VCR is. Number two. Question number three for E words. Again, all these start with E. A 2007 fantasy film about a girl named Giselle. Number three, a 2007 fantasy film about a girl named Giselle. Number three. Isn't that a football player's girlfriend or wife? Number three. 2007 fantasy film about a girl named Giselle. Ooh, people cheering. Love it. Number three. Number three, write it down. Number three. Question number four, when Earth's equator passes through the center of the sun. When Earth's equator passes through the center of the sun. Or rather, that should probably be when the sun passes through Earth's equator. Number four. If you're hungry, Evil Cooks Tacos on the patio, guys. Evil Cooks, if you're hungry, great tacos. Very melty, gooey, amazing tacos. Number four, when the sun passes through the center. When Earth's equator passes through the center of the sun. Number four. Number five, a Milne character voiced by Ralph Wright in 1966. Milne, M-I-L-N-E, is how it's spelled. Number five, a Milne character voiced by Ralph Wright in 1966. Starts with the letter E. Number five, a Milne character voiced by Ralph Wright in 1966. Who do you think it is? Number five, halfway through this round on E words. Question number six, the correct spelling of Scrooge's first name. We're not talking about uncle. Number six, the correct spelling of Scrooge's first name starts with an E, gotta be spelled right. Usually, spelling's pretty lenient. You don't have to have it exact as long as I can read it. But for this one, we are looking for the correct exact spelling of Scrooge's first name. Number six, on your list. Question number seven, a popular credit bureau reporting company, a popular credit bureau reporting company. Very nerdy money stuff. Number seven, a popular credit bureau reporting company. Number seven. Question number eight, Miss Krabappel's first name on The Simpsons. Miss Krabappel's first name on The Simpsons starts with E. Could it be M&M Krabappel? Number eight. Miss Krabappel's first name on The Simpsons. Number eight. Number nine, a Marvel hero with a dismal 2005 movie. Number nine, a Marvel hero with a dismal 2005 movie. Number nine, what are we talking about there? Number nine, a Marvel hero with a dismal 2005 movie. Number nine. Somebody last night told my wife, who was hosting in Riverside, they go, oh, this movie's not that bad. And she goes, I don't know, I don't think it did well at the box office. And, she goes, what other movies do you like? She goes, oh, I really like Batman versus Superman and Justice League. And my wife's like, oh, okay. That makes sense, I guess. Number nine. Question number 10, to dig out, especially a corpse from the ground. Number 10, to dig out, especially a corpse. Keyword corpse in this one. Number 10, because there's a couple different words that might match up, but make sure yours is corpsey. Number 10, to dig out especially a corpse from the ground. Number 10. And number 11 for E words. This is the end of round number one. For 2 points, what British-American comedy series stars Matt LeBlanc? 2 points if you get it. For 2 points, what British-American comedy series starred Matt LeBlanc? Those are all your questions for round number one, E words. Thank you guys so much for playing in Sierra Madre. Grab some tacos on the patio, some beer at the bar, and we'll see you with the answers for E-Words in just a few minutes. Cheers. Here come the answers for round number one. This was the E-Words round. Thanks for playing along. Let's see what you got right and wrong. Number one, a substance produced by a living organism which acts as a catalyst to bring about a specific biochemical reaction is an enzyme. Number one, shout out to my brother Tom Buds, who teaches high school biology in Georgia, for that question. Number one. Number two, a button you might find on a VCR, eject. You take that tape out. You don't want, here's some tips, guys, for all the youngsters. You don't want to use the rewinder in the VCR. What are you, crazy? You get a little car and you plug that in next to the VCR. And the hood opens of the car, and you slide the tape in there, you close that down, the headlights come on, and it rewinds that bitch for you. Number three, 2007 fantasy film about a girl named Giselle that's enchanted. Enchanted. Number four, when Earth's equator passes through the center of the sun, I was looking for Equinox. Equinox. Number five, a Milne character voiced by Ralph Wright, 1966, Eeyore. He's always sad. Number six, the correct spelling of Scrooge's first name, Ebenezer, E-B-E-N-E-Z-E-R. Only one E, no double E for the kneezer. Number six, that's what I call him. I refer to him as the kneezer. Number seven, we had a popular credit bureau reporting company, Equifax. However you say it. Number eight, Miss Krabappel's first name on The Simpsons is Edna Krabappel. Number nine, a Marvel hero with a dismal 05 movie, Elektra. Some people put Electro, which is not the right answer. Number 10, to dig out especially a corpse from the ground, exhume a corpse. Number 10. And the bonus, what British-American comedy series starred Matt LeBlanc? It's called Episodes. I've never seen it, but I should check it out. Episodes. Those are the answers for round one, E-words. Nice job, everybody.
There it was, a whole round on E-words. Did you get all of those E-word questions correct? I hope you did, and I hope you learned a few new vocabulary words. Okay, here we go with the question of the day. This is brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, and you can check them out at fmdesignsinc.com, and it's linked in the show notes. If you want to click on it real quick, go to their website and see all their amazing graphic design and printing work. Question is, what was T.S. Eliot's first name? What was T.S. Eliot's first name? Give you a hint, it starts with a T. Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds on Twitter or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Beagle. It was, what type of dog is Snoopy? He is a Beagle. And your trivia team name of the day is Waze and Confused, a play on the popular directions app, Waze, and the movie Dazed and Confused, because sometimes that app takes me in some crazy directions. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for supporting the show on patreon.com/trivia with buds. And if you're going to websites, click the show note link for soundcloud.com/frosty, F-R-A-W-S-T-Y. That's my friend Brian Foster, who is a great DJ in the California area, and he does the theme song for this show, which has been listened to over 350,000 times with downloads of episodes of the show. Go support him and his music. And for all your trivia needs, go to triviawithbuds.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Me. Cheers.